Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
I can't believe Charlie hadn't ever heard of...
Crocodile shoes?
Crocodile shoes. I bet he doesn't even know what Alveda's Aim Pit is. Charlie, do you know what Alveda's Aim Pit is?
Do you know what my favourite Jimmy Nail song is? Ain't No Doubt. She's lying. Ain't no doubt, it's plain to see. You know that one?
Oh, is that him?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that Jimmy Nail?
Yeah.
I love that song.
Do you?
Yeah.
Me too.
I meant to have started.
I pressed the wrong button.
I know. Press the right one.
What I'm probably going to do is wait for this to finish.
How long is it?
About a minute. Oh, fuck it. Go on, let's just start. Let's just get going.
Yeah, but I've got to do the intro.
Yeah, we are. Yeah,
hello! And welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes they can't get to work. As always, I am joined in the studio by the one and only Danny Ward.
Hello. I even spent the last few minutes writing...
Yeah.
What each one of the buttons did on that cue card.
still panicked,
pressed the wrong one.
But this is a special episode.
Oh, yeah, it is, yeah.
Of the podcast. It's not a guest episode. I'm labelling it Tour Talk, just so the listeners know.
But
it's just you and me, Danny.
Yeah, branding.
But what it is, it's Danny's first set.
Yeah.
I thought there was a sound coming in then.
Well, hang on. Let's see what I've got.
It's Danny's first set.
What I did want to do first is I want to tell you a story about something that happened this week. But what I would say is, would it be okay if to not be interrupted
at all?
Because I tell you what, there's a bit in it. There'll be a real temptation.
Yeah, to
jump in with a lot of puns.
So have you got a joke ready for it?
So I'm basically, I've foreseen what could happen.
Okay.
So if I could just ask.
Yeah. You want to zip it?
And then at the end, you just go mental. If you want.
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
Right. So I was with a friend on New Year's Eve and they've got a little dog called Welly, short for Mr. Wells because he was a school dog. And Welly has got an illness. It's called Addison's disease. And what that is it makes you really, really anxious, basically. So fireworks night, New Year's Eve, yeah? Mm-hmm. Really, really bad time for Welly, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was talking to the owner's daughter and she said, on New Year's Eve? No, on fireworks night, when we took Welly in for the night, I just put on, really loudly, a playlist for dogs. Mm. I said, did you know that you can get, you know, playlist for dogs, right? Where they have songs, you can play for dogs. That's the bit where I thought you'd be wanting to jump in, right?
I've got one.
I'm sure you've got loads. Anyway, right? And then they said, that's interesting, a playlist for dogs. And she went, yeah, did you know that the BBC... Yeah, sounds, yeah?
Yeah.
They have a station just for dogs. Yeah. And quick as a flash, I said, is it called Radio Paw?
Yeah. That's good.
Now get your dog puns out. Dog puns.
It took me a second to work out which radio station you were punning.
Did it?
Yeah, because...
How long did it take you, Charlie, there?
I think the way you delivered... Because I don't think anyone ever says Radio 4. I think it... Radio 4. Radio Poor. I would have had that. I thought you were going to say something like Radio Luxembourg or something like that. Do you get what I mean? Did you think that, Charlie? Did you get what you...
Put it this way. Around the table, everybody laughed. It was very,
what
very
sort of songs?
Like that.
What sort of songs do they?
Like that, Mark. Radio Poor.
What sort of songs do they play?
Anything by Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Oh, he's put it through.
That's the only one I could come up with.
Dog
really.
And Bone Man.
Yeah. Oh, Dog and Bone Man.
I saw a lot of the... what about some classical music by Bach?
Here we go.
Okay. Yeah. So, for great story.
Yeah.
Well done, Danny.
Thanks.
I'm really proud of you.
Yeah.
Every time you come up with a pun, just save it for the podcast, and we're doing. I'll do an uninterrupted story.
It was. It was just how quick it was. How quick I came out with it.
Yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
So what was your process when you came out with it?
I guess in my head, I was just desperately trying to think of a pun about dogs, and then I was like,
first thing you thought was poor.
Three, four, poor. Yeah.
Oh, really? So you went. So let's break it down, in true joke podcast style. You went. You tried to find the radio stations first and then associated one of those with a dog thing, whereas you could have gone, okay, let's think of something to do with dogs and then
reverse
work the other
engineered
way.
It. Right.
Yeah.
So that was my latest joke.
Yes, and then we're doing a whole episode about your first jokes, because I've done an episode, look back in the archives, myself and Stuart Foreman, who I started comedy with, we did an episode about my first set and his first set. But before we do that...
Mm-hmm.
Someone, I was doing a TikTok live.
Were you?
Yeah.
What, recently?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
And some people on there, well, one person on there, because they were saying, do you have a name for your fans?
Right.
So, you know, like, for example, we use a wrestling term, the Hulkamaniacs.
Yeah.
And the...
Biebers.
The Biebers.
The Bieberlaters or something. The Beliebers.
That's a good one. Yeah. So I was thinking we should try and have one for our podcast listeners. Right. So we need to try and think of one.
Mm.
But someone suggested one for my fans, and I liked it, but I feel like if I tell people that's what they're called, it sounds bad. Because it sounds a little bit... I didn't come up with this.
What was it then?
Siminians. So... there is something there with Simmons and Siminions.
Yeah.
But if I'm calling them my minions, it's a bit derogatory.
Maybe just Sims.
The Sims. I think we might have copyright issues with that. Can you think of any for the jokes podcast? Because you just add stir on the end.
Joke folk.
Hey, joke folk.
Yeah, that's good.
We're having that.
That's right.
I was hoping that was going to take 5 minutes, but fair enough.
The joke folk. But,
yeah, so we could actually say hello to the joke folk at the beginning.
Yeah, let me leave that one with me for a minute. Would you feel comfortable saying hi, joke folk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, all the joke folk out there.
Joke folk.
That's all right, isn't it? Hey, what's happening, joke folk? Do you like it?
I do. Why do I feel there's something slightly sort of creepy about it?
Joke folk. It sounds like... what.
It's a bit like 70s radio
presenter. That's what
70s
I think.
70s radio.
A bit smashy and nicey, but bit sort
of... What do you mean they'd say it?
Yeah. Oh, hello there, joke folk, and this is
especially nicey
poor.
Word, dodgy. This is Radio 4, and here's Rag and Bone Man. No, the joke, no, was it?
Bone Thugs and Harmony, first of the month. Cracking track.
So, that was that. So,
okay. No, let's stick with joke folk for now. Stick it on.
So, joke folk,
try
here we go. This is, if I say it enough, people just get used to it.
Yeah.
They'll be referring
like all
to themselves.
These things, you've got to sort of, there'll be a period of when you ingrain it where it might feel a little bit
and
uncomfortable.
Then,
but, if you know, habits formed over 21 days.
You ordering the T-shirts?
I haven't yet, no.
Okay. Mate, if you ever tried to get bespoke T-shirt, well, it's unless you're looking at in the hundreds, it's hard not to spend £30 a T-shirt.
Quite
I found
good.
That out with Gareth Show.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah.
You'd be more Gav. Oh, we should have them on today anyway. But, you have to be in the 100 range.
Tank tops are a lot cheaper.
Tank tops are cheaper. Well, there's a reason for that, though, isn't there?
It's less material.
Yeah.
Speaking of no material, Danny, your set.
Very good. That is a nice little play-in, Mark.
Your first set. So there's a little bit of background. I recall that you did a set at uni and then didn't ever do it again for ages.
I did some, is it uni? Did a couple of pieces at uni, yeah.
Did you? And what was the environment for that?
Well, you know the story. I'm sure I've told the story before about the student radio station gig.
Of course you have, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, too much of anything.
Have I ever told it on here?
Well, the radio station.
Yeah, where they said, you know, at least I know my job's safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About this Philip Schofield?
No. No, when I was doing student... When I was first year at university...
Oh, you've told me. I don't know if you told the podcast.
And I saw this sign.
Hang on, sorry. You've told me, I don't know if you told the joke, folk.
And I saw this sign, and it said stand-up comedians wanted for a new show on the student radio station that was launching in Manchester at uni, right? And I thought, I'll be up for that. And it was stand-up on the radio, which obviously isn't a good idea. And it
do it on Radio Poor.
And it was hosted by Radio Gaffour.
Oh, that was what it's called?
No.
Oh.
That's just me being clever again.
Oh, you've had
a good rest over... No, but Charlie did offer me some acid, but I said no to it.
Speed.
And I said... And it was
quick. Fuck
it, right? It was a bloke called Dom Carroll, comedian, yeah, and he was hosting the show.
Yeah.
And I was 18, fresh out of school,
yeah,
doing this stand-up on the radio. And it wasn't good, Mark. Obviously, it wasn't good. I'd never really done stand-up comedy before, apart from one night doing a music hall in my A-level performing arts. It was bad material. But while I was doing it...
Was it your material?
Yeah, it was my material.
You wrote it?
Yeah.
Because when you're young, it could be quite easy to think that you can just do other jokes.
No. It was definitely my material. That's why it was so ropey. As I was doing this, sitting down in the studio, he wrote on a bit of paper, "At least I know my job's safe."
And
held it up in front of me and shook it in front of my face as I was doing my set.
Oh, my goodness. You have told me that.
Yeah, I know.
That's horrendous. Who is this bloke?
He's a stand-up comedian.
Is he still?
Yeah, vaguely. I think he might be sort of semi-retired.
So his job wasn't safe.
And is, interesting, isn't it? And the funny thing is, he's next to me in that Joker's face book that Steve Best did.
Really?
Yeah, this is how my end of this... I feel like you haven't seen my show in 2019 called Danny's Got Talent.
I do know all this. I'm just trying to...
Oh, right, you just...
I'm playing it for the clever podcast.
So. Oh, right. And he's next to me in the
I'm
Joker's.
Being the audience.
Right,
so they're thinking, really? And I'm saying it for...
Got you. Got ya. He's showing him how the sausage is made. So that was that. Anyway, fast forward a couple of years.
So that put you off?
Fucking for 10 years, mate. 10 years.
What an ass.
Yeah, 10 years. I didn't pick up a microphone again for another 10 years. And the next time I did it was at a gig where Simon Amstel was on, and he was running late, and I said, I can do a bit in the audience. And I went up and did a bit, yeah.
So you went to watch him specifically?
It was a mixed bill night.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Because that was at his Buzzcocks height of his fame, was it?
Yeah, I mean, this would have been... Ooh, cripes. When would this have been? 2000 and 2004, probably.
So you did a bit.
That was 2 minutes.
And what did you do for that? Okay, well, I want to know what you did for all these different sets.
Let's talk about when I did my first ever actually sort of set, when I started in November 2008.
But what did you do at the uni one?
Uni one?
On the radio.
Oh, mate, I can't remember that.
You can't
remember 1997.
Anything. Yeah, okay, fair enough.
20 fucking
yeah,
6
right.
years
so,
ago.
Okay, so your first set, you went... Right.
Okay, actually, do you know what? I can remember one bit.
Okay, there you go. See? This is why I'm a great interviewer, because I just pulled it out of you then.
You're like Parkinson.
I am.
So, I did a bit about how running for the bus, yeah? You can't run for the bus because it's going to make you look stupid.
Yeah.
And I said, I wanted to run for this bus, but I didn't want to look stupid, so I didn't run. And it was like, and I missed my sister's wedding, but at least I didn't look stupid. That was the sort of the build, that was it.
I get it.
Sort of thing, you know, and all this list of things that happened, but at least I didn't look stupid. I can't remember what
those
were. I'm
on Dominic Carroll's side, if you ask me.
Yeah, okay. Never said.
No, there's nothing that's wrong with that. That's good joke structure there. Because you're making out that bit's more important.
Yes.
Yeah, it is fine. Yeah, it is all right. You could make that work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I never said it wasn't shit, but if there's a place to be shit, it surely is an 18-year-old on a student radio station.
Yeah.
Arguably, a professional comedian shouldn't even be there.
Shouldn't
or
be
if
there.
They are, they could be a bit more, you know,
what's
supportive.
What's he doing there? That's what I'm asking.
A bit more supportive.
Yeah. What was his game?
Well, making me look
game?
Like a cunt. That's what he was fucking doing there.
He was scared. Do you know, he could see talent, and he was like...
I don't know about that.
He could see talent, and he was like, I'm worried here. I need to put this guy off for 10 years.
Oh,
and then 10 years later...
10 years later.
2007. Was that the reason?
No, 50209. So it was 2008. I made my comeback, wasn't it? 2008, November. So, I'm disgusted to see that was 15 years ago last month.
1997.
Yes.
Was your first gig. So how long have you been doing comedy?
No, it wasn't my first gig.
Yeah, that was your first gig.
Well, if you want to put it like that, I did a musical piece at Performing Arts A level in 1996.
So 1996, how many years ago was that?
28
years in, Danny. Wow, that's amazing. We'll celebrate your 30th next in 2 years. Wow, that's incredible.
We've only got 11 minutes until the next guest turns up.
Okay, yes, get cracking. So your first set.
My first set. I'll tell you three pieces about it. The first is, at the time, I was heavily influenced by Mike Reed. And Mike Reed used to talk in a very, very quick fashion. When the ice cream, he said, I went, riding the traffic, stick a rock, donkey ride. Now you want to call the donkey wanker? Yes, I don't want to call the donkey wanker. You can call the donkey what you want. He used to say that, right?
Yeah, so I came up
with my own one of those.
Right.
And
actually, weirdly, you've over the years, you have had quite a few pieces where you, it's like a rant kind of quick talking. So that's an influence from Mike Reed.
Mm.
Wow, that's interesting.
And I had, so the first one was called Quick as a Flash.
Frank from EastEnders.
Yeah. He was great at comedy.
You liked him, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. He had some good jokes. I guess, you know, not all of them are his, but old school, but I enjoyed it.
He was quite aggressive, though, wasn't he? He had quite an aggressive style.
You used to ask people in the front row, you got a cigarette there? Yes. And he gives him a cigarette. He goes, you got a lighter? I'm not fucking Paul Daniels. No, I'm not Paul fucking Daniels. And you just smoke a cigarette on stage.
He was a magician, Charlie. Do you know who Paul Daniels was?
No. Oh, fuck off. You don't know who Paul Daniels was?
I only know Darren Brown and Dynamo.
Wowee.
Darren Brown and Dynamo. What about David Blaine?
I don't know.
I saw him in a box once. You know, he suspended himself in a box for 6 weeks down in the on the South Bank.
It's weird, because normally...
Do you know what... Do you know what the son used to do? To tease him, because he wasn't eating.
What?
He could drink water, but that's all he could do, right, for 6 weeks. Mm. And the Sun newspaper would got McDonald's cheeseburgers, and they would they have them like hover on a well, I guess didn't have drones back then, so whatever, you know, maybe like a little small helicopter or something, they'd dangle these cheeseburgers outside of his
I tell you what, whoever came up with that idea was thinking outside the box.
Normally being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
So your first I used to come on stage and start like this. I used to go, booty calls. I know it's not a new thing, but I thought it was a thing that happened to me. And it all began the other day when I got a message from a girl. She says, I want to meet you at 10 o'clock, but if you're a minute late, then you can forget about it. So quick as a flash, I jumped in the car and I was driving down the road. And all of a sudden I saw there was a water flushing, coming out the road. And I bet you think my luck ran out, but I did a right and I went down the left and I came off of this roundabout onto the Wisley intersection. And then I saw the road be shut. I bet you think my luck ran out and it's like crept doing this. But you think my luck ran out. And I said, 10, 9, 8. I pull up to her front door, you know, 10 seconds before 10 o'clock. 6, 5, 4. I push the doorbell. 3, 2, 1. Open up the door. And I bet you think my luck went out. Because I just didn't fancy her. Anyway.
Hang on, let's break that down. That was so quick. I forgot what happened at the beginning. What happened at the beginning?
She sent me a text message.
Who did?
This girl. I said, this girl.
Had you met her before?
Probably, yes.
Okay, so does that ruin it a little bit? Because it's not
actually,
like...
Actually, no, that's right. What was it? I said,
like a blind date.
No, I sort of set it up somehow that I hadn't actually seen it before. We were talking, yeah, I can't, this, you know, this is a
you
long...
You thought my luck had run out.
And I bet you thought my luck had run out.
That's such a weird thing, but you thought my luck had run out.
I bet you thought my luck had run out.
What made you say that?
I don't know.
I've never heard anyone really talk. That's quite a funny...
I bet you thought my luck had run out. And then I just did the next bit. And then
do you remember how you came up with it?
Because it was based on, Mike Reed's going, riding a chuff chuff, donkey ride, stick a rock, donkey.
Yeah.
I guess it was just a sort of a...
But I mean, joke idea, do you reckon you started it with...
Oh, yeah, I couldn't tell you, man, we're going back into the...
And what was the reaction to that?
Oh, people fucking loved it.
Why did you stop doing it?
Because it wasn't desperately modern in terms of
saying you don't fancy,
saying you don't fancy someone.
Yeah.
You know?
And that was in 97.
No, it wasn't.
2007.
Yeah, 2008. And that's when, and I did that once at a gig in Edinburgh, and someone shouted out, speak slower. And I shouted out, listen quicker. But anyway, so I started doing that, and then I'd come off. But it was I did not pause for breath, and as soon as I finished, because I just didn't fancy everyone enough. And they goes, "Oh, do you like my T-shirt? It's new. Do you like my shirt? It's new. Peacocks, if you are interested."
Oh, yeah,
it was
no,
in my size. The price was right.
Oh, so that was in your first set.
Yeah, and that's when I had the T-shirt sewn into the shirt.
Yeah,
I thought they'd sewn in the T-shirt, and I thought that's nice. They've sewn in a T-shirt, and I'm not going to try it on in the shop, right? When I get home, I find out they haven't sewn in the T-shirt, then I'd dramatically rip out the shirt because it was poppered. And then show the T-shirt was sewn. They've sewn in the T-shirt.
That is a Danny Ward classic.
Yeah. I mean, I did that on Britain's Got Talent in 2018.
Did you?
Yeah, to silence.
Okay.
That was the first joke I did there.
And that got nothing?
I got nothing.
Wow, because that always
works. That's when I knew my luck had run out. And that was famously.
But that's funny, because they used to do that all the time, those T-shirts. I doubt they do that anymore. But they always used to have those T-shirts that look like
they've got... I've still got 10 next door.
Have you actually got 10?
Actually, no, I gave a few to the charity shops, but they went through a period of having a different colour. So I used to have purple, the red, the pink, the orange. And then whenever I went abroad, I'd always wear them because it always was quite an easy...
Guaranteed,
you know.
And it is a funny idea for...
And I did that. And also it's that idea about having a uniform as well, isn't it, on stage?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. So, and then that was that. And then my last bit I remember about it was the bit about...
Have you ever gone to do it and then not been wearing the right shirt?
No.
Oh, that's a shame.
No. I'm a professional, Mark. And then the last...
Says the person that forgot his jeans at a tour show and had to borrow mine.
Got a free pair of jeans out of it, though, didn't I?
Didn't
of Jan.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, Jan. Happy New Year. You've not worn them. And the last bit I remember about my set was about the Lidl. Now, this is one of these things where now it's massively hack, and even the Lidl refer to it as the middle of the Lidl, so they all know the laughs, you know,
to be had. Yeah.
But I was there at the very beginning. And actually, it wasn't even my observation. It was
Is that when Lidl first started?
It was at least when they first started doing the random goods aisle of the Lidl.
Yeah? Right.
And then my joke was, you know, where else can you buy a gravy boat, a woman's thong and a fire extinguisher without moving your feet?
That's good.
And I said, do you know what they were selling there the other day? Solar-powered rape alarms, right? I say, again, I tell you again, solar-powered rape alarms, the one piece of electrical equipment whose effective use you do not want dependent on it being a nice day outside, yeah? Mm. And now... I think reflecting back, you know, talking about rape, even as in that sense, right?
Mm.
I wouldn't do it now.
No.
Right? Wouldn't do it now. And I tell you why I stopped doing that is because I was doing a gig and it was a family friendly gig, or at least it wasn't like there was kids in the audience, but it just had to be PG.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did do, and I hadn't really thought about it being, you know, inappropriate.
I suppose when you've been doing a bit for so long, it's just reflex.
I did do, you know, the soda pad rape alarm. And in fact, I had been changing it to attack alarm.
Right.
Over this period, before I dropped the whole thing.
Mm.
But this woman, and I remember it was down in on the South Coast, and Zoe Lyons was in the back, was in the green room with me.
Yeah.
And they had this knock on the door, and this woman from the audience comes in, and she just goes mental about how dare I make, you know, a reference to that, and you know, was really, really, you know, shouting and mad at me, and that actually she didn't expect that from a night that was, you know, sort of family friendly. I mean, I was really mortified and embarrassed, especially it all happened in front of Zoe Lyons, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You sort of live and learn, don't you?
But
sensibilities have changed, and you know.
But you're laughing at the idea of the product.
Yes, you are.
You're not laughing at the concept.
Of course you're not.
But when you got the natural raw talent that scared Dominic Carroll,
yeah,
you just write another bit.
Yeah, I just dropped it.
Yeah.
Just dropped it altogether. Because attack alarm, for some reason, it never really... It just doesn't really
that's get not a called.
Laugh. I mean, they sort of are, but that's not...
Doesn't sound right.
Actual product you saw in the middle because of the Lidl?
I think someone came up... I think someone told me about it rather than me seeing it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's how it was.
Mm.
But,
so that wasn't even your fault. You should have told her that wasn't even your
idea. It wasn't even my joke, love. And then the big thing, did I have my bits and pieces by then? Because the big finale was, I said, I do not jog, never have jogged, never intend to jog, but I'm sure you'll agree, it's the idiot who turns down a triple bottle jogging belt for under £2. And then I lift up my sort of t-shirt and whip it round, and it'd be a jogging bout with three, like, you know, little small
and that was
water
the start of your bits and pieces.
That was the start of the bits and pieces.
And did that work nicely?
Oh, they loved it. It was a partisan crowd though that day. As I said, it was one of these gigs. It was at the Bedford on a Tuesday night, the Bedford in Balham. And it was a gig where that night I'd invited 25 people. Randomly, 25 other people had also arrived. So it was a sellout of 50 people. So my first gig was in front of 50 people.
Wow.
And I remember Joe Roundtree was on the day that time as well. And Joe Wilkinson was running the gig at the time. He gave me my first gig. Quite a cool person to give you your first gig, isn't it? And then the next week, six people turned up.
Right.
And although one of them was a friend of Danny's from Off the Curb, which is why within 4 months of starting doing stand-up, I was doing paid 20s for Off the Curb.
Wow.
So it's a good lesson. And if you walk into them, there's only six people, you don't actually
like
know
100.
Who, like, you know, those six people are.
You never know. And never you know. Should always say yes to everything.
But there was a time at Edinburgh when I paid to six people, and three of them were producers from BBC. Do you remember that story? That was when I was having my mild breakdown, and I cuffed one of the guys with the cable ties, and then I phoned up the BBC headquarters, like the switchboard, and said I'd taken one of their staff hostage, and could I parlay it into replacing Ken Bruce on Radio 2?
Not Radio Poor.
When you say that out loud, it doesn't seem possible that happened, but it absolutely did. I was having a mild breakdown though, wasn't I, that year? Mainly because of how hot you left the room after your sellout shows before me every single day. Anyway.
That was it.
That's it. Let me start playing the music, yeah? Here we go. It's this one.
Great stuff. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Do check out the tour. We are coming back on tour 2024. Loads of venues, coming back to a few that we sold out, and lots of new venues. Check it out at marksimmons.co.uk. Check Danny out at Danny Ward Comedy. My Instagram is Jokes with Mark. Anything more from you, Danny?
Are you timing it to the music or not bothering?
Well, no, I don't know.
Just keep chatting and
keep talking. Leave us a review.
That's what
this year we really want to start shooting up the podcast charts. And to help us do that, all you have to do is go to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review.
Or five-star review, yeah.
Or 5 stars on Spotify. And that would be lovely. Anything more from you, Danny? Have I done too soon again?
Nothing more from me, Mark. Anything more from you, Mark?
Nothing more from me, Danny. And remember,
Be more Gareth.
Hashtag Awooga.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.